Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, August 29th of 2023. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man Show, coming to you live from here in Midland, Michigan. And I don't know why I'm getting that feedback from the washer and dryer, but
can we shut it off?
Maybe if you can turn the mic away from it, maybe.
Okay.
We'll try that. There. There. I think that's better.
Okay.
Because I was just thinking, just so that we don't have what sounds to be like static getting in the way. I mean, everything is fine. It's just, you know, luckily it is digital, so it's online, so it's not like I'm trying to create static or anything like that, because obviously I wouldn't want that. And so, but anyhow, it's great to be with you wherever you may be tuning in from. And I pray that you've taken time this summer, maybe to relax some way, somehow. And if you haven't yet, maybe you will this holiday weekend coming up, Labor Day weekend, where it's in honor of those who have labored, you know, who just keep everything going. And so, including, of course, the truck drivers, I think of, because so much of what we get, you know, what we buy and what have you, comes from a truck. I mean, it might be shipped in, you know, to this country via airplane or ship, or might be shipped place to place via rail. But much more often than not, it's got to come off a truck. You know, a semi-truck of some kind, or maybe a big fitted van or something, but usually, you know, truck, and like these truck drivers, imagine if we didn't have the truck drivers, so often when you would go to the store, the shelves would be empty, you would get your toilet paper, oh yeah, I remember. Remember that, listeners, during COVID, when people basically, you know, hoarded all the toilet paper that there was to be had? And some of y'all possibly still have some hidden in a room in your house, and maybe you might find it and be like, oh, I forgot all that toilet paper. Yeah. Some of you probably did. I can guarantee it. Do you imagine some people bought toilet paper and now it's hidden in a separate room, separate special room of their house, Jamie, and they don't know where it is? I have a feeling that's going on somewhere, don't you think? I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't be surprised if they were doing that. If they were high, you know. But, anyhow, you know, I just thank God for his miracle working power. And I just think, you know, when we talk about miracles on this program, when I do, I'm talking about the miracle working power of God. It's not like just these kind of other things that people might call miracles, like, oh, we came back from like 20 points down or 17 points down or even 25 points down and won a ball game. That's cool. When you come from way behind like that and win a ball game, that's cool. But unless people on the team were praying for that, where fans in the stadium were praying for that, I don't know that you can call that truly miraculous. If no one was there praying for it, you know, I mean, I can think of a game that I was at for Midland High School back when I was a high school student, and it was the Michigan State High School Association state semifinals, MHSAA state semifinals. That particular game was being held at Everett High School in Lansing. It was back in 2007, as of halftime. We were down, Midland High was down 28-7. Lowell, a school near Grand Rapids, the Lowell Red Arrows had scored first to make it 7-0. Midland had scored to tie it, but then Lowell put up 21 unanswered points to make it 28-7. Our side of the stadium was getting pretty quiet, but in my seat, I was kind of there, and I was like, come on, we believe we can do this. I even remember praying, and I was like, please help us get this. You know what? We came back, and we not only tied the game, we went ahead with like a couple minutes left in the fourth quarter, but we had to stop Lowell one more time. We had to make a goal line stand because they were down at like the 1 yard line. That Lowell team got it all the way down to like the 1 yard line. And we stopped them right there. Of course they had to make it. You know, make you earn it. It doesn't always just, what you want doesn't always just come super easy. I mean, we had to earn the win that we got. But, athletes know this. Fans know this. Lions game 2 years later, same kind of thing. It was one of only two games the Lions won that year, but still. But I'm using that to say, just because the team won and came back from far behind, it might be great that they came back. But I wouldn't always call that a miracle if it wasn't like somebody praying for that to happen. And so, that was just a little thing that I was thinking about. Let me just check. Oh. 6:39 p.m. Yeah. So, how is just thinking, you know, what some of my favorite, all-time favorite memories of summer over the years as Ben, when you were younger, there was always the joy of when it's the last day of school. But that's kind of its own separate thing. And there might be maybe trips to a certain ice cream store you love to go to. Maybe it was a certain slide or something you would go down in your friend's pool or something. Maybe sometimes it was just, hopefully it wasn't just sitting there watching cartoons. Some kids it is. I mean, but for me, some of my favorites were like, you know, watching fireworks, being in like another state or whatever, sometimes being at my grandpa's and Grandma Britton's when I was younger, time spent at Cedar Point or on a, or at a carnival somewhere, riding the rides. Big rides, of course, not these little tiny rides. I mean, some people are afraid of big rides. They don't want to be spun. They don't want to be twirled. They don't want to go high up in the air.
Referring to me?
What? Not necessarily. You went on one with me, and you said it was fine.
No, I ended up getting off of it, remember?
What? You went on the scrambler.
No,
you...
I got off it.
What?
Then that other girl rode with you. I know.
Now I remember. And you wouldn't even go on it, and you used to be the one who would go on the zipper.
No.
I promise I won't spin it.
Yeah.
But that one, obviously on that certain ride, though, the promise of I won't spin it won't work.
No.
Because you're going to get stunned one way or another when you go on that ride.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I digress. You know, there's, you know, summer's one of those times where you want to make memories, you know, and that's even true, you know, Maybe if you don't have kids, you know, I'm sure. It's not always just for, you know, those who have kids or for the kids themselves. No, I mean, as far as, you know, favorite things of the summer. I can remember one time, you know, this Laura person who I refer to, one time years ago, she told me that her favorite one of her favorite memories of that entire summer was going on this Sea Ray, Pharaoh's Fury type thing with me at a festival over in a town like 10 miles from here, Auburn Cornfest. She told me that was one of her favorite things from that summer, literally.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so cute. And she just thought it was the coolest thing. And so, you know, and I always like to think about that as we draw to a close of unofficially draw to a close another summer season, because unofficially Labor Day is it. And then it's done. And then it's so long until Memorial Day. Unless you go to Florida, you know, like in February or something, then you kind of have a somewhat summer by Michigan standards, at least. Like up here where summer lasts for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
yeah, especially when you consider all the... When you consider the foot of rain we've gotten between July and August, I would say we got some more heavy rain today again. And I gotta say, folks, we need a few days somewhere where there's no rain, because these people who are farmers, they're gonna have to be able to start taking things out of their fields. And can't do that when it keeps raining. Because don't they need like 3-4 dry days before they even bother taking stuff out?
I don't think so.
And the thing is, or maybe even 5 days for some stuff, because because I just trained Thursday, then 4 days, and then it rained again. Kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that was about a quarter of an inch of rain, I would say.
It came down hard, that was for sure.
Yeah, for about 30 minutes there. I mean, I was still hearing it because I was getting ready. I was supposed to talk to all y'all, and I was still hearing rain upstairs. I was still hearing rain that was coming down. I mean, I was earlier. We were out on a walk at a rec center here in the city where I live. It's actually called the community center, but you know, some people in different cities might call them rec centers or the YMCA. It's not exactly a YMCA, but you know, place like that. And so it was there on an indoor track where there's not even skylights, but I could hear the rain big time coming out of that sky. And it was like, raindrops falling on the head. I certainly sure I hope that I don't melt instead. because we all tease about how, you know, we could melt from the rain, and then people will say you won't melt. You know, how can they say, how can that, what's the thing about we'll melt? I would think it would make us cold, but what's the thing about the idea behind us melting from the rain?
Because if you're sweet like sugar, then you'll, the sugar will dissolve, you'll melt if you get wet. Because you're sweet as sugar.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I hope I'm sweet. I try to be sweet, but nonetheless, you know. But so yeah, folks, that's where we get that from.
Try again. 6:47 p.m.
Hopefully, we can be sweet and not melt in the rain. Because speaking of rain and events, folks, we need to rebuke this Ayada. Ayada, whatever her name is, whatever that name of that hurricane is, that's in Florida. It's aiming at Florida. What's up with all these eye storms going after Florida the last few years? I mean, Irma a few years ago, then there was Ian last year, and then this year there's this other Ivan from years ago. Isabel in 2003, Isidore in 2002. What's up with all these big eye storms?
I don't know who comes up with the names. I don't know.
But they're generally the ninth storm of that season.
Yeah.
And then eventually some of these names do eventually get retired.
Yeah.
Like Ian's retired for sure. The one that replaced Irma was retired. Irene was retired in 2011. Had that not been retired, I'm sure they would have used that name again. But at this rate, they might be running out of eyes soon. I hope not. But anyhow, we need to curse it because you know, we don't want these huge hurricanes being so destructive. But I know we don't have control over the weather necessarily, but pray that it doesn't, you know, that that thing goes right back out to sea in the name of Jesus and stays out there forever. The Bible, and the Bible says, you know, if you say to a mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, it will be done. That's literally what it says. Be thou removed and cast into the sea. You know, that if you say that, it shall be done. And so, praise God. There is a couple of quick things that I want to remind you about. Just a couple housekeeping things that I always try to remind you folks about, because, you know, sometimes we have new people that tune in. And so the first thing I want to remind you about is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great the Lord has been to me. He's always been there as I've went through different things. When I was very little, I went through a lot of very different trying circumstances medically. And God's always been there. God's always been there. Every time I've faced one of these big giants, you know, whether it was at school, whether it was medical, whether it was in other areas of my life, you know, God's been there for me. And I love him. And I just keep trusting in him. You know, and you know, folks, it might not always be easy, but you just have to be able to trust in him and know that he'll be there for you. Because it's not always easy. It's not. You know, you just trust the Lord, have faith in him, know that he will do what he said in his word, and that's just what you do. That's what I do in my life. You can go online to the website riversofmiracles.com. That is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how the book can be a blessing to your life, because I want it to be a blessing into your life. I really do. So you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book. And when you get there, you can buy a book for yourself on there. Or you could even buy one for someone else, too, and yourself. And I like to say you get a two-for-one testimony, because you not only get to read about my testimony, what God's done in my life, you also get to learn about what the Lord did for my mother. Because before my mom had me, she was a mess. She was an absolute mess right before she found out she was pregnant with me. She was a mess. She was using speed. No, I don't mean speeding down Interstate 75. I wish it was, or US 10. I wish it was just that, but and drinking, smoking. She got free to that stuff. For those of you who are struggling with abuse of substances, God can free you from that stuff right now. He can free you from that addiction right now, right where you sit. You ask him to free you. You ask him to deliver you. He'll deliver you from it. So you won't want to do it anymore. Amen. But you get not only my testimony, but you get the testimony of my mother and how when I was too little to stand on the word, my mom did stand on the word, in the word. Stood on the promises of God. As we should be doing. We should be standing on the promises of God as we go through our life. Amen. The other thing I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. I pray that this has been a blessing to your life. I mean, I've been at this for 6 years now, coming to you like this, Monday after Monday, Tuesday after Tuesday, Wednesday after Wednesday evening, bringing you the Word of God like this, and people just tuning in and hearing the Word of God from so many different countries. We've reached people from all six continents. Not from, you know, besides Antarctica, of course, because people don't really live on Antarctica. I mean, why would you want to live on Antarctica? I don't. Too cold. I'd rather go live in, like, New Orleans or something before I go live in the Arctic Circle or Antarctic Circle. I'd rather go to New Orleans and deal with all that humidity than deal with below zero every day. Like, for like, you know, 9 months of the year. No, thank you. But anyhow. but you can go to PayPal to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. And when you get there, you can type in my name, Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, if you would, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I would like for you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers is capitalized. Also, the S in Shukla is capitalized. So please, if you would, just kindly make a note of that. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. Now I'm going to sing a couple of songs and then get into the Word of the Lord, and then we'll have a brief sports update for you. Through the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, whose love is breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who shakes the whole earth with truth and justice, whose love is mighty in all its brilliance. the King of Glory, who shakes the nations with truth and justice, whose love is mighty in us brilliance, the King of Glory, the King above all kings. Yeah, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You lay down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Oh, all that you've done for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can't go back to the beginning. I can't control what tomorrow will bring. But I know here in the middle is somewhere where you promised to be. Not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? As I walk through the valley, let your grace, let your glory appear. And I know here in the middle, let your face, let your glory appear. Oh, I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? is all you are. Will you make me here again? Not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit. What was dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Thank you, Lord. I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want you are. Will you meet me here again? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing worth more that would ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Oh, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes clean and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Your glory, God, flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us be, there's nothing worth more that would ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord. Oh, I've tasted and seen for this greatest of love, where my heart becomes free. You're My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. You flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become overwhelmed by your presence. Let us experience the glory of your presence. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are with us. Thank you for what you are to us, who you are to us, for what you're doing in each one of us right now. Thank you that great is your name and greatly to be praised. Thank you, Lord God, for every listener that has tuned into this program. Thank you, Lord God, that they are ready to receive what you have for them. Thank you for what you're doing in each one of these people. You know what it is that they have need of, and you're faithful to bring it to them. Thank you for what it is that you're doing in each and every one of these people, because you know what it is that they need. Thank you that you're meeting their needs on their behalf, healing their bodies, strengthening their minds. You know, restoring their finances. You know what it is that they need. And I know, Lord God, that you're faithful, because all your promises are yes and amen. And I thank you, Lord God, for this word tonight. Thank you that as we study your word, that these people would be ready to receive anything and everything that you have for them. And I thank you for that. That as we study your word, you will be those who do your word. That it would be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. And now I'll make my confession over this program. I thank you that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that finances would come into this program, that more and more listeners would come into this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles, if you have it with you, to the book of Psalm 88. Amen. 88. And we'll see what all the Lord has for us tonight. And don't just be those who watch at home. Be a part. This is not a spectator sport like football. Nothing against football. I greatly enjoy it. Love talking about it. As you turn into my show in the fall, you'll find that out rather quickly. just saying. But nonetheless, Psalm 88, going to begin with verse 1. And it says here, O Lord, the God who saves me, day and night I cry out before you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. Life draws near the grave. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like a man without strength. I am set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, for cut off from your fear. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavenly upon me and have overwhelmed me with all your waves. Selah. You have taken me, Michael. Yep. You have taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I'm confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, O Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do those who are dead rise up and praise you? Selah. Is your love declared in the grave? Your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the palace of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, O Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Why, O Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth, I have been afflicted and close to death. I have suffered your terrors and I'm in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long, they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken my companions and loved ones from me. The darkness is my closest friend. 89. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known. Through all generations, I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever. You make your throne, and I will make your throne firm through all generations. See that? The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord. Your faithfulness, too, in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord along the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly, let's turn the page, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him, O Lord God Almighty. Who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You crushed Rahab like one of the slain with your strong arm and scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also is the earth. The earth, we could say it this way now. The heavens are yours, and so is the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south, Tabor and Hermon. Sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endued with power. Your hand is strong. Your right hand exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exalt in your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength. And by your favor, you exalt among. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Once you spoke in a vision by your faithful people. And today, I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I have exalted a young man. I'm turning the page. Exalted a young man from among the people. I have found David, my servant, with my sacred oil. I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to tribute. No wicked man will oppress him. I will crush his foot before him and will strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him. Is there my name? His horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me. You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior. I will also appoint him my firstborn, the most exalted of the kings of earth. I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the heavens endure. If his sons forsake my law and do not follow my statutes, if they violate my decrees and fail to keep my commands, I will punish their sin with the rod and the iniquity of flogging. But I will not take my love from him, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant, nor will I alter what my lips once for all I have sworn to my holiness, and I will not lie to David, that his line will continue forever and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky, Selah. But you have rejected. You have spurned. You have been very angry with your anointed one. You have renounced the covenant with your servant and defiled his crown in the dust. You have broken through all his walls and rejected and reduced his stronghold to ruins. All who pass by have plundered him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have turned back the edge of his sword and have not supported him in battle. You have put an end to his splendor and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth and have covered him with a mantle of meekness. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn? How bare in my heart taunts of all. You know? But all, what you see there, folks, when God makes a covenant, he doesn't break it. You know, when he makes promises, he doesn't make promises only to go, oh, by the way, I didn't mean that. I only do that some of the time. When he makes promises to his people, he means them. When he says, you know, I will protect you, you know, I will stop your enemies, I will do this, I will do that, you know, he doesn't say that only for his word to be void. You know, unless you're like breaking hedges and stuff. He doesn't, so when you're going through stuff, you shouldn't be blaming God for it. You shouldn't be blaming God for the things you're going through. Don't indict God. I know they say you can indict a ham sandwich, but don't be indicting God. God keeps his word. He does. His promises to us are yes and amen. And when we do right, we get the blessing. When we do wrong, we don't get the blessing. Our Bible is clear. There are certain things that God does not bless. He doesn't bless iniquity. He does not like those. He it actually says he hates those who work iniquity. What it is that he hates is what they're doing. That's what it is that he hates, is what they're actually doing. So, you know, and it was talking about, you know, how God was with David and how he made the covenant between him and David. And also God made a covenant. You know, when we, you know, when Jesus died on the cross for us and shed his blood for us, when he died for our sins, that established the new covenant that we have with Jesus, the blood covenant. And it allows us to go right to Jesus with that covenant. It's as if like we were given a pass to go right to him. Let me tell you what it's not. A pass that says, doesn't matter how you live, doesn't matter where you go, doesn't matter what you say. No, the Bible says, your works are tried by fire. You will give an account to God. But what it did do for us is it creates this covenant that we have with him. And we should not forget his benefits. Benefits like long life, health, prosperity, salvation. A sound mind, spirit of power, spirit of love, happiness. That's better, you know, that all sounds better than being broke. You know, in either areas of being broken, not just financially, but broken your body, broken your mind, you know, depressed. Let me think. Feeling like, woe is me. I'm no good. You know, that kind of stuff. But no, God and God not be and being afraid. No, God did not give us a spirit of fear. God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us spirit of power. He gave us the spirit of love. He gave us a sound mind. And he wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in health. Jesus said, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health. Even as your soul prospers. So that means like, how you doing? How you doing in your soul? How you doing at getting along with people? Do you like yourself? Do you not like yourself? You know, things like that. Because he said, I wish that you'd prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Your soul. And you know what God wants of yours? He wants your soul. When I think of what salvation is, it's knowing, you know, your soul. Knowing that if the rapture happened today, or if you died today, God forbid, but if you died today, that you would go to heaven to be with my Jesus. And so, so the question becomes, you know, if I died today, would I go to heaven? I pray that you'd be able to say yes. And that's what you want to look at. You mind? Tomorrow night, I'm going to open up Psalm 119. And we're going to look at some things of what is the Word of God for us? What are some things that it is for us? One thing I will tell you right now, I'm just going to give you one little sneak peek. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Well, the other points, you'll have to tune in tomorrow night to find out what those are. But it'll be great. And we're going to look at part of this, what the Word of God is. What is the Word of God to us? What is it? Because we serve the God of the Word. I'm just looking at some of these psalms this week. And then some of the verses that we read about just talks about like the splendor of God. And that's where you find verses like that, that talk about his splendor. Verses that talk about his love reaches to the heavens. His faithfulness reaches to the sky. His faithfulness surrounds him. Like things like that. And it makes you go, we really do serve a magnificent God. We really do. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Pray that people would get it in their hearts, that they would realize that you really are magnificent, that we would get it down in our minds, this idea that you keep your promises. You keep your word. Your promises are not void, but instead are yes and amen. That by his stripes we are healed. And that you have so many benefits. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. And I pray right now for our bodies, that they would be strong. That sickness and disease would leave us right now. That pain would leave us right now. That weakness in our joints and what have you would leave us right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, in terms of sports, folks, Michigan State, they ended up 5-7 last year, and they have a tendency of being up and down lately these days. I think they could be kind of similar to what they were last year, hopefully better. They will have to play Ohio State, Indiana. First, they play Central Michigan in East Lansing on Friday. I do expect that they will beat Central Michigan. I do remember, though, there was a time a few years ago, back in like 09, where CMU actually beat Michigan State. That actually happened once. But I doubt it will happen this time. I'll have to play Ohio State, Penn State. And then, of course, Michigan. They'll have to play Michigan. The good news is that it is in Ann Arbor this time. I'm at East Lansing this time. It's in East Lansing. And Minnesota, they'll have to play. Rutgers, possibly Penn State, because the MSU Penn State game will be this year at Ford Field on Black Friday of all days. Instead of it being like in East Lansing or in Happy Valley. So the MHSAA state championships will now be moved to Saturday and Sunday for basically the first time ever. So we'll see what comes of that. All right, folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.